you got to know that the power is in the message, not the messenger, and that God is the persuader.
Encouraging you to carry the good news to your family, neighborhood, and the world. This is Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
Ron Hutchcraft of the radio program A Word With You is our guest. And Ron, when we share Jesus with a friend or coworker, the pressure for them to have the right response is really not on us, because salvation is a work of God, isn't it?
It's always that way. It's that way when you're talking to somebody at work with you, or your neighbor or a family member who doesn't know Jesus. It's always that way, that this is totally the work of God. Our job is to plant that seed in human hearts, and it may be 20 years from now when they're in a crisis that they go, you know, I remember hearing about that Jesus thing. What was that? And that seed that was sown will often be germinated by a crisis in somebody's life. So you got to know that the power is in the message, not the messenger, and that God is the persuader, and that God has taken what you have sown, and just like we sow seed in the ground, and we don't make corn grow. All we do is plant the seed, and we can cultivate that seed, and the farmer comes back and harvests it, basically. So it's great to be able to claim the promise of Psalm 126:6. He that goes forth with weeping, bearing precious seed, will doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his harvest with him. That's the promise of Scripture. We plant the dynamite of the gospel in the human heart, God will detonate it.
Thanks, Ron. To listen again to this or any past episodes of Footsteps, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.